Wednesday night by Zoe Halpin.
Sure, you've probably seen the question. It's not something I wish on anyone. But the story is a true story. And if I asked me to speak about it, I thought it would be easier than it was actually to look into the Indian. It's come out nothing before us on the Shaila. About 2 weeks ago, I lost my telephone. Now, losing a telephone in today's age is a hassle and a half. Besides for getting a new phone, dealing with a company, losing one's contacts, I lost my telephone. Thursday I had no phone. For a little bit of time it was a big geschmack. And then it turned into a hassle. Friday I had no phone. Shabbos morning, about 7 o'clock I woke up, I thought I heard the phone ringing. So I ran around the house trying to find it, following the sound. And then I stopped. Is it mutter to go and look for a telephone on Shabbos when it's ringing?
How can you answer on Shabbos?
Oh, good. You can't answer. I'm sorry? You'll go get it on Shabbos.
So,
you won't answer it on Shabbos. You're just going to find it. You're going to look for it. And now there's opportunity. Now it's ringing. Now's the opportunity to find it. Oh. So a few people have said this. What happens if the pastor is going to go dead? I'm sorry? Only the alarm worked. It could be that. The truth is, the end of the story was I was columning. I was in the middle of my sleep. But the emma says I didn't. It wasn't there. I haven't found my phone. I got a new phone. The question is, can a person go and look for a phone which, let's say he's scared the battery will go off, he won't be able to ring it. Now it's ringing, now is the opportunity. Will he be able to go look for it on Shabbos?
Why not?
Oh, why not? Oh, of the call. You've got two problems in looking for a phone. Problem number one is a chana. He doesn't need it today, he only needs it tomorrow. Yeah. And problem number two is memse chefzecha. A person's not allowed to be oisak in tzorchim of weekday. Now, a telephone is not Shabbos dikazach. So there's two problems.
So
I don't think that's a regular occurrence in our house. We have more than one telephone. Yeah, so I don't know if that will go into the gather of Pekuch Nefesh. You have to... Pekuch Nefesh means if something might... You're scared something might happen. Especially with, you know, Klein Horror, everyone has their own phone. You know, Ne'ala Echad, you know, I mean, each one has his own...
I don't understand.
The question is whether you can go and look for something on Shabbos which you don't need today. I explain, we'll talk about it afterwards, Moshe. We can discuss the whole shala. So, let's talk about the two Yisroel. Number one, the Issa V'chana and the Issa Mimtzeh Chavtzcha. The Issa V'chana is, it's a Gemara in Shabbos, in Kuf Yod Ches, and a Gemara in Shabbos, Kuf Yod Dalet. A person is not allowed to make his beds for tomorrow. You're not allowed to clean the house and for tomorrow. You're not allowed to wash the dishes in order to have clean dishes tomorrow. The Issa is, Chazal said, the Issa is to be Tereach, to do work on Shabbos for weekday. Here we have a case where Bemis the Shala could be not with a phone, it could be your kid's school bag. You do not need it today. Weekday shoes, not going to wear them. You have Baruch Hashem, a pair of Shabbos shoes, you're not going to wear them, you want to go and find them, to put them away so you can use them tomorrow. Is that allowed or not allowed? So the answer is that in this case the Chorish should not be allowed. He's going, looking around for something which he doesn't need today, just to get it ready for tomorrow. Now, in the Issa V'chana, we find a number of Eterim. Let's discuss the Eterim and we'll see how they could apply to our story. The first Eter is the post can bring a Raya, a very interesting halacha. You're allowed to go and walk to the Tchum on Shabbos. Tchum is the edge of where you're allowed to walk on Shabbos. You walk 2,000 amos out of the city. You can walk until there on Shabbos. Then you have to stop and wait. In order that after Shabbos, you'll be able to go and move on. Well, let's say you want to be somewhere specially right after Motzei Shabbos, so you're allowed to ready leave on Shabbos. What's this halacha? Walking, and also talking, and inspecting, being shown with things, does not come into the Issa V'chana. They're normal everyday occurrences. Everyone walks, everyone talks. This is not considered a tircha. Even if someone walks for an hour and he's schwitzing away, but the action which he's doing is not an action of terror. It's a regular thing. Everyone walks to shul, everyone talks. It's something which is done regularly. It's not done specially on Shabbos for weekday. And therefore, even if he is doing it specially, it's mutter. The heter number two.
You shouldn't say,
because it's a zilzun on Shabbos. Interestingly, it's not because it turns into achana, because walking is not achana. It's not terror. The reason it's a zilzun on Shabbos is to say I'm doing something for after Shabbos. Also going to sleep.
So you walk to look for the
Oh, So why is it not Schroeder's ahead of walking when they speak about that? Oh, this is the question. What exactly is going on over here? Are you just walking around, or are you actually searching? So let's take Hetabah to start already. If the guy is opening up cupboards, here's the phone ring. He's opening up cupboards and moving the beds away. I don't think we can call that walking at all. He's actually physically looking for the phone. That would be a proper tocha. What about walking? Now, this is the question. It's something. It's a borderline case. The postman that speak about it, discussed it, the Pura Bonham. It's a borderline case. It's a case where he's walking. On the other hand, really what he's doing is searching. Walking, the pshat is, he needs to go from A to B. Going from A to B is a normal thing to do. Here he's searching. He's finished searching this spot, so he has to move on. He's not walking around his house. Really, what he's doing is searching. Searching is a tocha. He's looking here, he's looking there. Once he finishes looking, he moves on. So he's using his feet to propel him around the house to carry on his search. But he's not really trying to get from A to B. And therefore, it should be osa to go outside. There's another heta, which is a heta that someone needs something today. Kosas, you're allowed to wash dishes. The chava brings, you're allowed to wash dishes because you need them for today. If you're sure you don't need them for today, you can't wash them. A telephone. Sorry?
Not any dishes, only cups.
Oh, cups you can do the whole day even if you don't need them because we can take on that person drinks all day. But dishes, for example, on Friday night, you can wash for Shabbos morning. After a certain time, after the Shabbos or the Shalosh Shulis, you're not allowed to wash the dishes because you're not going to need them. Unless you know specifically you're going to have guests in the summer. I'm sorry?
Or use one.
Here, in our case, a regular balabos, a regular person who has a telephone, he needs his telephone. He's got his whole contacts, his business, his emails. Everything's on that telephone. So really, what's he looking for? Is he looking to use this telephone tomorrow? Or his whole business, he wants to know, do I have the business? Is it there or is it not? So really, the tercha he's doing is to find out now, have I got a telephone? Because he's neveis, has he got a telephone? He's listening to the idea, is this telephone here, is this telephone not here? He's not looking, and this person has to judge himself. How much he needs that telephone. Some people don't use the telephone so much. Oh, so ruining Shabbos is not Heta and Achana, because every time a person, let's say for example, a person, he needs to go somewhere more to Shabbos. He's very fadaget. Is he going to make the plane? He's not going to make the plane. You know what? I'll pack my suitcase. That's not a Heta of Achana. Because the reason why you're doing it is to save yourself time in Motzah Shabbos. Here, the reason why I'm doing it is to find something out now. The nafkmina is like this. That what is the tachlis I'm looking? The tachlis, that's right, but why is he looking? Is he looking in order to have it Motzah Shabbos? Or is he looking because he wants to find out a piece of information? Now, there's a big difference. Oh, that's Mimtzeh Chefzecha. But now we're talking about Achana. Let's start with Achana. Achana is it for now or for later? When I want to find out a piece of information, I need to know that information. That's a question about now. Do I know it? Do I not? Do I want to use something? I can only use it on Motzah Shabbos. So the regular thing, if someone is looking for his telephone, he needs to make a phone call Motzah Shabbos. So then, it will be considered he's looking for it to use it Motzah Shabbos. A businessman who has his whole business on the telephone, let's say for example, someone loses a diamond ring. He's not looking for it in order to use it Motzah Shabbos. Anyways, it stays in the safe. He needs to know. He wants to push knows that the information. Is his diamond ring in his house or not in his house? So he's looking in order to find something out now. That is for now. So too with the phone. Some people will tell you that I need to know if my business exists. Is it here? I'm looking for the phone to find out now, is the phone here in this house or not? I'm not looking to use it. Maybe I'm going to use it, that's true. But that's not my main concern at the moment. Use it, I'll buy a new one on the face. But my main concern is, do I have it? And therefore, for some people, not for all people, it will be mutter for them to go to look for that telephone because it will be considered for now. Unless? Oh, that's it. Now, when you hear a ring, that's it. That's the chat nafkmina.
How do you
answer it after Shabbos.
So, how can you answer it?
We'll have to speak about the machine. Okay, we'll have to speak about this question. Mr. Shem, after the show, we'll speak about this question. How are you going to answer the telephone? We'll speak about this. If the phone is ringing, then you know it's in the house. So a person cannot say, look, I'm very nervous. He knows. And therefore you cannot look for it. There's no heter to look for it.
Why is there a heter? If it were a basic Nokia film, which you haven't got your business on,
Then there's no heter. The person has to judge himself.
Yeah,
if he has a smartphone and that's the way he does his business, then there would be a heter maybe to look for it now. But it's a judgmental thing. Everyone has to judge himself on the moment. I'll leave that for you, Phil. You tell everyone. What's the reason why he's looking for it in the house? Oh, you know it's in the house? Oh, then you can't look for it. That's not a heter. And you're just saving yourself time for later. Who? You might not find it. You have to just look very, very hard. If you know for sure you haven't been out of your house for 3 days, you know it's there, but have to spend 5 hours looking for it. Spending the need to spend 5 hours doesn't allow you to go and do something quicker on Shabbos. The need to know something now, that I've got something different now, That is a need.
What do you mean?
Because he needs to find out the piece of information.
No, what that piece of information?
If it exists. Maybe he's lost somewhere. I don't know. Maybe he's
going.
Awesome. Basically, it's also. Now, it's also to look for a phone because it's a chana. There's maybe a heter if someone, mamish, he needs this information. Like we said.
Yeah. That's anything. You haven't seen a certain job for 3-4 days. A bit weird.
A weekday jumper, which you might use on Shabbos, it won't say it's a chana. It's not necessarily a chana. Maybe you'll wear it. Maybe you'll wear it thingy. You go to Facebook, what's he going to do? He's going to go for a walk around the park. I don't know if he wants to wear it. But this is something which, if you know for sure, you're not going to be using that thing. It's something which you never use on Shabbos. And you know for sure the only reason why you're looking for it is to put it away by your shoes, weekday shoes. You're not going to wear them on Shabbos. You're looking for them, you're going on. To think about such a thing. It's put away, yes. Although a shoe will not be muksa because it's a keli, which is mlachta laheta, which you could use, so it won't become muksa. But other things, that is muksa, things which you haven't thought about, put away. And therefore, even a dava heta, which he knows for sure he won't use on Shabbos, and his only reason why he's looking for it is really just to use it after Shabbos, it's a basic case of a chana.
Why about walking in Lao, too?
The place where it's very unclear why is the heter. The Gedorim of what's called a terech and what's not. It's very, very, it's hard to be magdeh. But I think the basic idea is that walking is something which everyone does. It's something which everyone does. It's not doing anything. It's something which is very, very regularly done. Everyone walks, everyone talks. You're saving time, but it's not. Oh, so the answer to that is because you're not being terech. The Yisod of Achana is, Rashi brings it in Shabbos, and the Mishabura quotes Rashi, the Yisod of Achana is to be Tereach on Shabbos for weekday. Now, walking is not considered a Tercha. He's schwitzing. Yeah. It's not something which is considered exertion. It's something which is very, it's too normal to be considered that that's something done different. I'm sorry? But yeah, they got a problem with Alicha Shachar. Oh, now that will be a different problem. That's called the problem. That's the next issue. That's the issue of the mashak. That's the issue of a mitzvah chavtzcha. Because he's oisuk. Let's get into the sugya mitzvah chavtzcha. Mitzvah chavtzcha is a issa to be oisuk in melacha. Meaning, he wants to go do a melacha. He wants to go travel on the train. So, he's heading towards the train station. He's basically started being busy with melacha. He's got a telephone. Here, he wants to be metal to the telephone, which is total muksa. He wants to make a phone call, which is the Isan Shabbos. So he's starting getting busy by looking for the telephone. He's starting getting busy with melachas and the total of muksa. The Gemara says you're not allowed to wait on the tchum to move muksa. You can't be waiting to move muksa. Not only that.
Walk afterwards
or do a davar shel heter? Not to catch a bus. No. Not to catch a bus. The Gemara says you're allowed to walk to the tchum to do something mutter.
What's mutter?
Let's say he wants to go to fetch his. Let's say, for example, he wants to go meet someone. He wants to speak to someone. Mutter Shabbos. He has an appointment right after this man. You can leave your house before this man without any problems and go to meet him. You're doing a dovish. You go on the way to do a dovish al heta. Walking is not a chana. No problem. It's a chefzecha. No problem. To go and be on your way to go to the train station is a problem. So in our case, the chayyur is also as mimtzeh chavtzcha. Now there's two heterim in mimtzeh chavtzcha. First heter, which is gebrengt in Shulchan Aruch, the Gemara brings it, is something which is not nika. Meaning, nika means that it's obvious to everyone what you're doing. For example, someone goes in his garden and he's planning on being tailish. He's planning on gardening. So he goes out on Shabbos before this man. And he goes to his garden to garden. Anyone who sees him, as far as they're concerned, he's resting in his garden. It's a nice sunny day. No, it's not noticeable. That doesn't come under the category of mimtzeh chavtzcha. It's a heter. It's not clear why there's such a heter. He's oisik in his melacha. But the Gemara says in Erevin, in Lamatas, in Dalaf, in the Pasuk in the Shulchan Aruch, that something which is not nikah, it's not a zilzul in Shabbos, and it's not considered mimtzeh chavtzcha. The post can say, for example, if you're someone in Eretz Yisrael, it's very motzi, someone that goes from Bnei Brak to Yishlaim, Yishlaim to Bnei Brak after Shabbos. So they go running to the bus stop. They want to be the first one to catch the bus. So the guy leaves, the person leaves his dira 10 minutes before the end of this man, he's going to catch the first bus. It's mimtzeh chavtzcha. He's going, starting to be oisek in the melacha, travelling on a bus. However, if it's raining and he goes under the bus stop, it's mutter. Because as far as anyone walking past, he could be saving himself from the rain. The fact that he's thinking is hiro. And hiro is mutter in mimtzeh chavtzcha. The issa is to do a pu'ula of starting to get involved or being involved with his esek shochol. Walking is not a problem about Chana. He's walking to the bus stop. Is a problem of being Oisik in Malacha. There's two separate Yisurim. One's Issa Vachana, and that walking is not a problem. The police can bring a raya that there's no Issa Vachana because there's an Issa Mimtzeh Chavtzcha. Why is it typically out Chana? From here we see that walking is not a problem about Chana, but it is a problem of getting involved in starting Malacha. He's on his way to do Malacha. That means he's busy with Malacha. Now, Hiro's Mutta, and therefore, if it's not noticeable, it's okay. That's the first heter. The second heter is gebrengt is if someone's doing it for a mitzvah. Let's say someone's on his way. The case the Gemara brings is he's on his way to cut nice branches for a kala. Let's say someone he's on his way to go in his car, but he's on the way to a mitzvah. What mitzvah is he doing? He's going to do a chassis kala. That would be mutter. So with these two heterim, we can now go back to our case of the phone. A phone which has not got an alarm clock is muktzeh machmas gufay. If it has an alarm clock, or has a reminder of something which will ring on Shabbos, then it's a keli shemelachta le'issa, which is allowed to be moved, the tzorech gufay or the tzorech mekayimai. Our friend who's running around the house looking for the phone, when he finds his phone, someone who saw the whole story in slow motion, he saw him running around, he's found his phone, what would he say? Can he say for sure this person was oisek in adopt Telta Mukta? No, maybe his phone, we can't see. Maybe his phone is a Kedisha Melech Tele'isa. And therefore, it's not Nika, and it'll be Mutta al Tzmimtzeh Chavtzcha to go and look for his phone. The other heter will be, let's say he needs to go do a mitzvah. Let's say he's someone who is busy with Tzorchi Rabbim, or let's say he wants to make a Shidduch phone call right after this man. He's got on his mind, not maybe he's going to, he's a Shadchan, or he's trying to be Meshadach, he's trying to marry up his children, and he knows he's waiting to make a call, that's from the Shadchan back. That would be considered Esek Shal Mitzvah, and therefore it's Mimtzeh Chavtzcha is not a problem, because he's looking for it in order to make a phone call for a mitzvah, and therefore it'll be Mutter. So we're coming out. Al Tzachona, it should be Asa, and there's only one heter that we've come up with in Achona, is that if it's a businessman who really needs his phone, and the real reason why he needs to look for it is for the Yediyah, it's not to use. The main issue is, it's like a diamond ring, where the main issue why he looks for it is not to use it, then it's safe anyway. He probably needs to know if it's there. He wants to find out the information. That is for now. That would be okay. But other than that, it'll be Osa. And Mimtzeh Chavtzcha, which will be Mutter, because it's not Nika. It's not clear that he's looking for a Dover Mutter. Sure.
Very good. Just